sailed home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Thought it was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Sam got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. And stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the word. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's I passed it on to him. And I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. The same daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. Love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. But suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Thank you. morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, no, come on. I need to hear some energy in here. What was that? Come on. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There we go. All right. Well, welcome to Village Baptist Church. I'm David Bishop, and today is Youth Sunday. We, the youth, are going to put on a very special performance for you. Happy Father's Day to everyone out there. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Ashley for that beautiful solo earlier. I mean, it was, oh my God, awesome.
But will all the fathers, grandfathers, father caregivers, adoptive fathers, godfathers, uncles, and any man who has ever loved, cared for, or nurtured a child, please stand and remain standing. Today is Father's Day. Oh. Today is Father's Day, and the youth at Village Baptist Church would like to take this opportunity to honor you. The youth of Village Baptist Church wish you a very, 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 very happy Father's Day. Village Baptist Church, please give these men a rousing round of applause. Please remain standing.
Thank you. My name is Madeline Kirk, and I will be reading the scripture today. This morning's scripture reading is taken from Matthew 3:16 through 17. And if you would like to read along, the scripture can be found in your pew Bible on page 879. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened and to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I ask that we all be granted a greater understanding of the scripture.
When given the opportunity to present this worship service, we decided we wanted our presentation to help us in our daily lives and offer you, our church family, a meaningful worship experience. We decided we wanted to have a conversation about Jesus and how his teachings affect our everyday lives. To this end, we would like to share with you conversations. Austin Gutwin, the young author of Take Your Best Shot and founder of Hoops for Hope, has this to say in his introduction. "We are inheriting a world in great need. It seems like everywhere you look, there is pain, poverty, and hopelessness. Soon enough, all of these problems will be our responsibility because we kids will grow up to be the pastors, the parents, the professionals, and the presidents of tomorrow. The world expects so little of us right now, it's almost ridiculous. Really, the best they hope for is that we don't get into too much trouble before we are old enough to vote. If we don't do drugs, don't drop out of school, don't have sex, and don't get arrested, that's success. That's crazy. Who set the bar so low for teenagers?"
Note to grown-ups, I know we are hard to figure out and we drive you crazy. I know we confuse you with our text messaging ways. I know you wish we'd pull our pants up above our belly buttons like you do. But please expect more from us. We might just surprise you.
"We believe we can make a difference at any age, no matter what our skills are, no matter what race or neighborhood we come from, no matter where we are in life. We can be used. It's time to make a difference in the world now."
"Do not have your concert first, then tune your instrument afterwards. Begin the day with the Word of God in prayer and get first of all into harmony with Him." Hudson Taylor, missionary to China. "You must love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind." Matthew 22:37-38. Conversation 1, quiet time.
So last night we were reading from 1 Peter, and then we had to recite our memory verse, John 3:16. And Elizabeth and I were laughing like crazy.
Where do you do that?
You know, youth group, the place I go every Wednesday.
Is it fun, and what do you do?
It's all right, I guess. We learn verses and books from the Bible while playing games.
What kind of games?
Like when we do verses, we play catch, and whenever we drop the ball, we have to recite the verse. Or we play concentration to learn whether the books are in the Old or New Testament.
That sounds boring.
Your face.
Your mama.
Well, it's actually a lot of fun. This helps me talk to God, like how I pray in the morning.
Pray to God in the morning? I barely even have enough time to get ready.
Well, do you read your Bible?
Read? You must be joking, Ashley. You know I don't read.
Well, how about getting up earlier or praying before you go to bed?
When I go to bed, it's usually about 1 in the morning, and by then I usually just crash. I only have like 2 minutes to get ready. I don't even have time to eat breakfast.
Just out of curiosity, even though I'll probably regret asking, why are you up so late?
Watching TV, texting, the usual.
But don't you see that it is a good reason to begin each day in harmony with God by saying a prayer? Do you ever spend any quiet time with God?
Okay, I guess, but I never really have time.
Then you are living a very unhealthy life if you can't even fit God in there. How in the world do you fit friends and family in there if you don't even have time for God?
Well, I guess, but how can I fit God in there when I'm busy all the time?
Go to church, pray, and you can even go to youth group with me on Wednesdays.
Okay, I'll do the youth group thing.
Promise me you will try to find 1 minute, like 60 seconds during the day to say a quick prayer of thanks.
Okay.
Everyone has the power of greatness, not for fame, but greatness, because greatness is determined by service. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
And
Just as our body has many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body, and we all belong to each other. Romans chapter 12, verses 4 through 5.
And I have been a constant example of how you can help those in need by working hard. You should remember the words of Lord Jesus. It is more blessed to give than receive. Acts 20:35. Conversation 2, service.
Wasn't warm nights just great? I always enjoy making sandwiches and helping people who have less than I do.
How do you know they have less than you do? And why are they homeless anyway?
I think they have less than we do. Because if they had the same amount, we wouldn't be serving them at warm nights.
I guess. But, I mean, I still don't see how those people are so unfortunate.
I don't think you would call it unfortunate. I think they just haven't found their place in the world yet or got lost along the way.
That's a nice way to put it. Well, I guess I understand now. I think I really like serving those people. It showed me that not everyone in the world is just like me, but everyone's different.
I know. It really shows you that there are people who have less than we do. It's surprising.
It's really fun to serve others. It just gives you this feeling that you're actually helping them, and they feel good about it.
You're right. It gives you this humble feeling. Both this year and last year, there were even children who participated in warm nights. This makes me sad. You just never know a person's situation, even the person sitting right next to you.
It also makes me feel like God is pleased.
He is pleased. He loves it when people share, not just their belongings, but their time and hospitality.
Girl, I hear that. I can't wait to serve for people again.
I was just thinking, why are there so many children around the world without food and a place to live?
IDK. I was pretty depressed when I saw those children in Haiti after the earthquake.
I feel bad sometimes. I have everything I need, and children in Haiti are suffering.
Well, I guess it's not like you can have a warm night over in Haiti, huh?
We have got to find a way to serve people wherever there is a need.
Yeah, I guess you're right. That's what Jesus did, after all.
How do you know?
I just know.
Given, it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, they will pour into your lap. For the measure you will give, you the measure you get back. Luke 6:38. Conversation 3, blessings.
I remember that verse. I used to cite it in my old church. I'm sure everyone here has heard it from time to time. Believe it or not, it really works. One day we were leaving Walmart here in Bowie, and this old man and his wife were in the parking lot trying to put a TV in their car, flat screen. And I walked over and helped to ask if he needed help. And I don't know what really got into him. But he said yes, so I helped him. And then I felt like after the TV was in the car and after, felt good about myself. And he was happy and he gave me $10. I was surprised. I think that was a blessing, you know, because I'm always broke, or most of the time.
Yeah, let me tell you about my story. It was the middle of sixth grade, and me and my friends were eating lunch, and this girl sat at our table. I thought she was really strange because she was eating a can of spray cheese. I just started talking to her and asked her questions. She was actually really funny and cool and nice. We are the best of friends. I can talk to her about anything, and she never tells anyone. I never thought I would be best friends with this weird person, but we just got along so well. We gave each other nicknames and all sorts of stuff. Every time the church goes snow tubing, I bring her. She showed me this youth group I go to almost every Friday evening. The bond our friendship was just so unexpected.
See, that is what blessings are all about. They come when you least expect them. Sometimes we don't even know that we are being blessed. Sometimes we reject blessings just because we don't know that we're unaware of what they are.
You know, you are absolutely right, Joshua. If you had not helped that man with his television, you would have not received your blessing.
And if you hadn't opened up to the weird girl at school, you would have missed the blessing of friendship.
I wonder how many blessings we miss each day.
Wanna have a contest to see and find out?
Great idea. Maybe we should all try this.
A Jewish man was traveling on a trip from Jerusalem to Jericho and was attacked by bandits. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him up, and left him for dead beside the road. By chance, a priest came along, but when he saw the man lying there, he crossed to the other side of the road and passed him by. A temple assistant walked over and looked at him lying there, but also passed by on the other side. Then the despised Samaritan came along, and when he saw the man, he felt compassion for him. Going over to him, the Samaritan soothed his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn, where he took care of him. The next day, he handed the innkeeper 2 silver coins, telling him, "Take care of this man. If the bill runs higher than this, I'll pay you next time I'm here." Luke chapter 10, verses 30 to 37. Conversation 4, love.
I remember that story.
I bet everyone remembers that story if they attend a church. They must teach that story to every kid in Sunday school.
Well, if that's true, then why are we so mean to each other?
I'm not mean to anybody. I just mind my business. I mean, I'm not trying to get shot minding someone else's business.
I don't mean you personally. I mean all of us. Why is there so much violence in our schools? Drive-by shooting and gang violence.
I mind my business.
But what about the compassion that was shown in that story we were all taught? And didn't we also learn that we must love thy neighbor as thyself?
How do you know these scriptures by heart? You're starting to freak me out.
Do you ever read your Bible? We're talking basics here. Learned it in Sunday school.
And besides, who is my neighbor? The people that live next door, they mind their business too.
A neighbor is someone who loves, cares, and is always there for you, or even someone who just helps you.
Yeah, I guess you're right. A neighbor can be your mom, dad, friend across the street. It can be a random person you don't even know.
A random person is your neighbor?
Yeah.
How?
I heard my pastor say that we have neighbors in other countries, but why do we call them neighbors when they don't live in our neighborhood?
Let's ask old Miriam who our neighbors are.
Who is Miriam?
You know, Merriam-Webster.
Here it is.
What does it say?
Well, it says one who lives or is located near or next to another.
This is interesting. It always says a fellow human being.
So, what you're saying is our neighbor is everybody.
Yes. Once I was with my grandmother, and this man asked her for money. The man said he was hungry and needed money for food. My grandmother thought he was going to buy drugs, so she offered to buy him a sub from Subway. She actually bought him a combo. He wanted the cookies rather than the chips. He was so thankful, he said thank you 2 or 3 times. I was surprised because I thought he really wanted the money.
Yeah, something like that happened to me. Me and my mom saw these 3 ladies on the street. One was carrying a sign which said, "Please help me. I've lost my job. I got no food. And I have 3 children. Please help me." My mother gave her money and we just kind of left, but, you know, I think she was faking.
But how can you tell?
I guess we should just help everyone.
That sounds like the story I heard on the news recently. There was a lady who was getting robbed by another man. A stranger came over to help her, and a man stabbed him. The man who came over to help was on the ground bleeding. No one stopped to help the man that was on the ground bleeding. It was crazy. This was all captured on camera. The camera showed people walking by, and some didn't even look at him. One man stopped to take a picture with his cell phone, but kept on walking. Another man called the police, but by then it was too late.
Ooh! What happened to the man?
He died.
Before we sing hymn number 448, just a closer of all to faith, the youth group would like to thank Ms. Whittle, Ms. Rowe, Ms. Smith, Ms. Terrico, Ms. Kirk, and Ms. Jones for all of their hard work and support during the past year.